join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with Crazy Love.
I thought about this week. Everything about Christianity is supposed to help us defy the natural. Everything about us getting saved is supposed to help us to not just follow the natural course of events. Everything about becoming a Christian is supposed to take us back to the authority that Adam was created to walk in. We are not supposed to just live the que sera, sera life. Some of you don't know what that means. It means what will be, will be. Well, you know, that's just the way things are. How do they say? Just the way the cookie crumbles. I rebuke that crumbling cookie. This cookie gonna stay together in Jesus' name. That's just the way. No. That's not how we live. Well, you know, all watch this. All children, all the teenagers today getting high. That's just what they do. Watch this. All the girls now have babies before they get married. We don't talk like that as Christians, do we? Even if that's what's happening in the world, we say because I'm saved and because I've given my life to Jesus, I can live above the natural. I can defy the odds. Y'all listening to me? I mean, this changed my life just as revelation that I can be above average. Come on, everybody say I'm supposed to be above average. You're supposed to be above average in everything about your life. God created his people, said you are supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be above and not beneath. You're supposed to be the lender and not the borrower. You're supposed to be the healed and not the sick. You're supposed to be the fruitful and not the barren. So as a believer, I say that may be the way their cookie crumbles, but thank God he gave me an unbreakable, discrumbling cookie. Now, if we understand that regarding finances, if we understand that regarding our bodies, we need to understand that regarding how we respond with our mouths, even to negative things and negative people. He said it should not be that we're blessing God on Sunday and cursing people on Monday. Or let me say it. Blessing God on Sunday and cursing people on Sunday. We didn't even wait till the next day. You know, I mean, I came up, some of y'all, I came up, again, my house, I really would not call my house at all a Christian home. I went to a home, we went to church. I did not grow up in a Christian home. My children grew up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. We went to church, but it was not a Christian home. So y'all need to stop lying too. Some of your parents raised more hell than a little bit. It was not a Christian home. You grew up in a church, in a home that y'all went to church. Come on, if you grow up in a Christian home, they're rehearsing the values of Christianity Monday through Sunday. And it's lived out in your home. Come on now. And so I didn't grow up in a Christian home, but I did grow up in somewhat of a religious home. We weren't allowed to iron on Sunday. Didn't y'all grow up in that kind of house? We couldn't iron on Sunday. So that that wrinkle, you either wear a wrinkle shirt or you get it ironed it on Saturday night. So we prepared. See, I grew up in a home. Watch, we weren't Christians, but we prepared to go to church. So let me show you how y'all can be on time. Stop waiting to get up on Sunday morning to get prepared to come to church. Lay your stuff out on Saturday night. I'm trying to help y'all. Like these kids, you knew you had kids. It ain't like the kids showed up in the morning. You had the kids on Saturday night too. Also, oh, I got these three kids. Where they come from? But I grew up in a religion. Certain thing we couldn't do. Watch this. On Sunday morning, now we can listen to the Four Tops and Diana Ross and Stevie Wonder all through the week. But on Sunday, we had to listen, watch this, to the spirituals. It wasn't even gospel, it was the spirituals. Turn that radio. Don't be listening to that stuff here on Sunday. Now, she just got a drunken skunk on Saturday night. But on Sunday morning, we got to play the spirituals. Can I tell y'all, that is not how our life's supposed to be, y'all. So at least some people at least act right on Sunday, but then go. No, blessings and cursing can come out the same mouth on the same day. Verse 11, he says, does a fountain send forth sweet in the same place, at the same water fountain, do you get sweet water and bitter? The answer is no. Can a fig tree, my brethren, also bring olives, berries? The answer is no. Can a vine, grapevine, also produce figs? He said no. Can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is wise? Who is a wise man and do with the knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Conversation, it could be applied to our dialogue, but it's really saying, he said, if God is in you, then live like it. If you're saved, live like it. And here he's talking about with respect to how you talk and what comes out of your mouth. David prayed about this. Come on, David prayed about it. The one who God said was better than Saul. The one who God would tell the other descending kings. He said, I need you to walk in my manner and walk in my steps and follow my principles like David did. And then God says something, I don't even like to even mention it, but it blew me away when I read it. He said, because David followed me with his whole heart, except for that little Bathsheba thing. That's what the Bible says. That Bathsheba thing seemed like a big thing. But once he repented of it, when he repented, he was done. We repent, we say, now, Lord, just help me till next time. But when you really repent, you're done. Right, amen. He said, show it by how you live. So David prayed about this. Psalm 19 and 14. David's praying. He said, Lord, and you hear me often say it many times in my introduction and my prayer for myself regarding the message. Psalm 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He said, God, I need you to help me say the right words. I can't do this thing naturally, because naturally I will cuss folks out. Right in this section. He said, so God, I need you to help me that the words in my mouth, but he even goes deeper, and the meditation in my heart, because some of us, we ain't saying it, but we thinking it. I told you about the little boy who his mother kept telling him to sit. He kept standing up on the pew. She said, sit down. She told him the second time, sit down. And he would stand back up. She said, sit down. He sit down and then stand back up. And she said that third time, she said, if you get up again, I'm going to take you out this church. I'm going to tear your behind up. You know how your parents do. I'm gonna, My mother used to sit in the choir stand, look at me and go. I straightened right up. Kids looked at me and I'm like. I was like, okay. Let the words of my mouth, meditate in my heart, be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. So the little boy kept getting up. Watch. So third time after he threatened him, he said, I'm sitting on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. That's how some of us are. He said, we sitting on the outside, but we stand on the inside. We still got all these issues. He said, God, I don't just want to say with my mouth. Also, help me with the meditation of my heart. What's going on down the inside of me? He's praised again. Psalm 141 and 3. Look what he says. God, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Help me, Jesus. Set a watch. That means a guard. Oh, Lord, before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. That New Living Translation says, Lord, take control of what I say and guard my lips. See, because you can't do this naturally. You're gonna have to, the tongue can no man tame, but God can help you. Take control of what I say, oh, Lord, and guard my lips. So, y'all, this also, let me go deeper, this includes gossip. Let me use a new millennial word, the T. This includes all the T. The hot tea. The tea with lemon and a honey. The Earl Grey tea. The chamomile tea. The raspberry tea. This includes all the tea. I know some, y'all gonna come back next Sunday. Or y'all gonna leave after this message. Go find me another church. I need a church where the preacher say, yeah, want to do it. No. Walk in love. Ask God to take control of your mouth. This includes gossip. Watch this. When we think of gossip, we often think of lies. But gossip can be true. It's true. But you repeating it is a kind. And you talking about it isn't necessary, even if it is true. Some of y'all think it's not gossip if it's true. No, it's gossip because you talking about it. That's why I keep saying this. I said this. Some of y'all wasn't here. I'm not sure which service I said it in. But flesh and blood didn't reveal this to me. My Father in heaven. This was a download from heaven. I'm not sure which service I said it in. But I said it a couple weeks ago by the Spirit of God. Everybody needs to start a business. Everybody needs to start a business so you have some business. Next time you hear somebody gossiping, say, you know, you need to start a business. Because, see, business people are about their business. They try to make their business profitable. Come on, they trying to increase their business. They always got something to do. Because I need to be adding something to increase my business. So business people always have some business. Some people that gossip because you need to start a business. So you have some business. If you're busy working your business, trying to make your business profitable, you can stay out of other people's business. So this includes gossip, which may even be true. All the tea. Gossip. Here's the definition of gossip from dictionary. At least the ones that are applicable here. Rumor or talk of a personal, sensational, or intimate nature. It's personal. It really has nothing to do with you. It's sensational. Did you hear? Can you believe? Or it's intimate. Intimate comes from stuff that somebody who was close to them betrayed them. That's the only reason why you would know somebody's intimate business. Either you are close enough, you are betraying them, or you're repeating something that someone who was supposed, they thought was close to them, betrayed them. That's why you need to sow a shut up seed. Because all of us have some intimate relationships. All of us have some things that you expect to remain with that friend. Come on, with that sister, with that brother. And you, if you betray trust, you're going to reap betrayal. It's also, gossip is also referred to as a person who habitually spreads intimate or private rumors or facts. Remember, it could be true. Thirdly, gossip refers to trivial, chatty talk or even writing. I came across a word in preparation of this. I never saw this word. Never heard this word. There's something called a gossip monger. Now, for years, we've been preaching against the homemongers. Boy, we preaching. We've been swinging. We've been swinging against the homemongers. But what about these gossip mongers? You're just running around with your gossip. Being promiscuous with your gossip. Share your gossip with anybody. Gossip mongers. See, it almost came out again. So you should preach about the whoremongers. The gossip mongers. Leviticus 19 and 16. This is one of the commandments of God among his people. Leviticus 19 and 16. He said, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. That was a commandment of God. You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. The Message translation, it says, of that verse simply says this. Don't spread gossip and rumors. Leviticus 19 and 16 is the Message translation. Don't spread gossip and rumors. Don't just stand by when your neighbor's life is in danger. I am God. Okay, but the first part is what I wanted there. Don't spread gossip and rumors. Y'all see that? It was a command of God. So what we call a gossiper, the scriptures often talks about as being a talebearer. A talebearer. So let's look at what the scriptures say about these talebearers. Proverbs 11 and 13. It says a talebearer revealeth secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Are you a person who has a faithful spirit? Come on, I know somebody walking down the aisle, but look at me right now. Seriously. See, that's the problem. Okay? Seriously. Can your friend trust you? Are you even a real friend? Can your friend trust you? We ain't gonna get to your enemy and think you don't like. Let's just start with your friend. Are you even a good friend? Do you have a faithful spirit with your friends that you can conceal a matter? The truth of the matter is, y'all, I know we say this, and we say this because we question. A real friend, we should really never have to say, now, don't mention this to anybody. It's understood. Because of our intimacy of this relationship, I'm sharing something. I would never expect you to share that. Because you know that could hurt me. Or someone could take that out of context. Or someone going to judge me because who don't know me. Say yeah! Okay, just thought I'd wake you up for a minute. Tailbearer reveal. That verse from New Living Translation, Proverbs 11, 13. A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Can you keep a confidence? Do you walk in love enough to keep a confidence? So here's a couple questions, rhetorical questions. When people bring you a hot, fiery, kindling piece of gossip, are you carrying a bucket of gasoline or a bucket of water? Because, man, this could really start something. You know, I always say this. You know, I recently heard about something. I didn't want to detail. Somebody said something, told me something going around the internet. And I said, I don't even want to. They said, well, is that, I said, no, I don't even want to know. And I was able to make that decision real quick. Number one, I have nothing to do with the person. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other. As Bishop Bailey would say, I ain't got nair nickel in that quarter. This God, what does that have to do with you? Two young men come to Jesus and say, Lord, tell my brother to give me the part of the heritage that come to me. Jesus said, what have I to do with thee? You know what Jesus said? That ain't none of my business. Next time somebody comes to you with some gossip, I think you can shut it down. Say, you know what? That really ain't none of my business. I'm going to shut it right down. I have nothing to do with them. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't affect my life. We're not even in the same circles, so I could care less. All the more so if you are. But that can be a first barrier right there. Gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep confidence. Are you carrying a bucket of gasoline or a bucket of water when you hear that hot, fiery, kindling piece of gossip? Here's another question. Are you carrying a fire extinguisher or fire lighter and a can of lightning fluid? And when I deliberately didn't say cigarette lighter because I know we don't smoke up in the right direction church, so you may not know what that was talking about. But we got some lighters in my house and I ain't never smoked in my life, okay? So a lighter. Are you carrying a lighter and lighting fluid? Or can you squash that thing? Do you make things worse or make things better by what you say? Proverbs 26 and 20. Let me give you a little, another real easy one. I'm done. Proverbs 26 and 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Did y'all know the Bible said that? He said, if you would just shut your mouth, this thing could die down. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there's no talebearer or gossiper, the strife can cease. I told y'all when I was a kid growing up in the project, we used to like star fights. Just like star fights. So this is how we start a fight. We used to say, bad man hit my hand. He hit you. Did y'all see that? Let me show it again, because some of y'all wasn't paying attention. Bad man hit my hand. He hit you. Now they supposed to start fighting. And we want to see a fight start. We just say, bad man hit my, you bad man hit my hand. Now if you wasn't a bad man, you're like, nah. But in private, everybody had to be a bad man. So we just fight because people want you to fight. Do y'all know there's still some immature people who just want to see you fight? There's some folks in the church who still pass around the notes. They're going to be fighting the parking lot right after second service. Y'all remember going to school? They're going to have a fight. And sometimes you can pick a fight with the wrong person. I don't know if I ever told y'all this, but, you know, I grew up in the projects, all black kids, a couple Hispanic, all black kids for the most part. Then at fourth grade, I got a scholarship to go to all white school. Well, in the projects, the assumption was all white people, all white kids scared of black kids. All white kids scared. So I walked up there first day. I'm going to run this place. I can't remember this little boy, little crew cut. I said, what? Meet me after school. He said, all right, I'll be right there. I Don't make me come after you. You be there. And I came out of school, and he was taking his jacket off. Come on, dude, you jerk. Come on. Wait, hold up. This first day of school. Look, somebody say, ain't nobody scared of you. Ain't nobody scared of you. People from up north think that. Like, really, I'm being a little ethnic here for a moment. Black people up north, they think all these white people are not here scared of them. And they come good in the ball with. Yeah. Man, I'm from New York City. And then they come on, Berber, come on. I got you. Come on, Mr. New York City. And you're like, whoa, you wasn't expecting that. Gonna pick a fight with the wrong person. I got you, New York City, Bubba. Come on, Bo. Let me end this here. Where no wood is, the fire goes out. So where there's no talebearer, the strife will cease. Sometimes, y'all, if you don't repeat it, it can die down. If you don't repeat it, it can get better. Now, I often say this, that you can avoid scandal by not doing anything scandalous. Amen? That's how I believe we've avoided scandal in this ministry, by not doing anything scandalous. Amen? And I'm very careful about my leadership. I am. But sometimes stuff happens. And can I tell you this? Everybody accused ain't guilty.
God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. He loves us perfectly and unashamedly. Bishop Herbert Billy encourages you to believe God's unexplainable, crazy love that he has for you. Order this powerful series today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Believe the Love.
As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.